Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us every other Tuesday. Nice to see you, Sammy.
Nice to be here, my big stud.
And don't forget to sign up for our big poker tournament.
When is that?
It's August 28th. You have to sign up by August 15th. And you can go to the website and get information. But the best way to do it, like the little secret to getting in.
What is it?
Email us. Email Randy and Gina your name and your email address. First name, last name, and email address.
Where do they email Randy and Gina?
ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. We're going to have a ton of people down there.
How many go? Like 500?
500 people. Yeah.
Get a lot and there's room for everybody?
From all walks of life. You know, you get some teachers there. You get some social workers, some rich people, some guys that are busted out.
Now, how's it work? Do you have to buy into
criminals, cops, everybody shows up. Everybody.
Do you have to buy in?
It's free.
No.
Absolutely. Free, Sam. I'm going to use the F word here.
Wow.
It's free.
I love that F word.
I know. Not as much as you like the other one, though. But, yeah, it's absolutely free of charge. And they're going to select 500 players out of the 1,000 or so that we've gotten so far. 1,200, I think we're up to.
Wow.
ConwayShow@gmail.com. ConwayShow@gmail.com. And do it tonight. Don't put it off. And if we select you, you get in for free. Food is free for the players. And they give out about $6,000 worth of prizes.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Are there going to be hot chicks there? Besides me and Gina?
It's pretty rare.
I need to spice it up,
then. I mean, there are some cute girls there. Rarely do you get, like, 75 really hot chicks playing in a poker tournament.
You know what? Then I have to fix that. I have to find 75 really hot chicks to bring to your poker tournament.
Bring some of your hot friends. You got hot friends, right?
Yeah, I got tons.
And hey, busty cops.
Yes, and I created the Likettes, so I know hot chicks.
Yeah, and Sammy will remind you every couple weeks that she created those Likettes.
That's right.
Like you did, right?
Yeah, I did. I did.
All right, and then tomorrow night we have a webcast going on with Arsenio Hall.
You go, dog!
And some of the chicks from Spearmint Rhino, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
So try to tune in tomorrow on the web, 971freefm.com.
Now, are they allowed to flash these chicks? Like, what's the rules on the web?
I don't think you can.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think CBS really enjoys that. I think they prefer you not to.
What happens on the web if there's a curse? Like here, we can dump it, but what happens on that web?
Hmm.
Is there like a delay for that too?
Well, let's try it out.
No.
Why don't you get the out of here? Did that go through?
That's
rude. I had to dump that.
You did?
That's really rude.
Get out of here.
But no, on the webcast, there's a separate delay.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
Speaking of taking your top off, during the last Think Tank, which was a webcast, Sam did try to take her top off.
Oh, Sammy.
I think I did take off my top. I didn't try. I did successfully.
Sammy Phillips, man.
And I think Frosty, like, he blocked the camera for me with his body.
How did he do that?
I don't know.
All right. Sam Phillips had sex with a guy. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the breaking news. Sound effect. It's not breaking news.
It is breaking news. Dun dun dun. No, but I didn't have full out sex. I did something sexual.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you.
Now, breaking news. Sam Phillips had sex with a man.
Okay, this is my question. I'm like the go-to girl for oral. Like guys stop by my house.
You mean just casually stop by?
Yeah, dude.
And how does that happen? Like, hey, Sam, are you home?
Yeah, they call.
And like, hey, I got to come by. My wife's out of town.
No, I don't do married men.
You don't?
No.
Okay. All
right, I have to draw the line somewhere.
Okay, so a guy calls up and goes, hey.
I'm in the neighborhood.
My wife died.
Oh.
And I'm really depressed. Can I come by?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
I have to take care of that guy.
Do you turn down guys for this? You don't.
I've never turned a guy down. If you're going to ask, well, you know, it's my obligation.
All right, but let me give you a scenario, okay? You're home one afternoon.
Yes.
And you're all hopped up on the weed.
Like normal.
Right.
It's any typical afternoon for me.
And you get a phone call, and this is how the phone call goes.
Hey, Sammy, what's going on, baby?
Oh, hey, Randy, what's up?
You know, I've been going through a little bit of a dry spell lately, and I don't have that much to do this afternoon, so how about I swing by Casa de Phillips and you give me a little oral?
Oh, you want to smoke a joint?
That too.
Okay, great. Come on by. We'll knock both of those out.
Would you do it?
I'm very accommodating. Randy has never asked me for oral.
All right, right. I'm asking you right now.
You'd do it, right?
After the show. At Casa de Phillips.
Now, are you bringing pot with you? Do I get anything out of this deal besides having to perform?
I will bring you some of my specialty hash plant pot.
Mm. Hmm.
Sweeten the deal.
Okay, maybe.
You're in?
Yeah.
All right, so what does the guy come over? He sits on the couch and gets nude?
See, this is the thing. I live in an apartment that's like Melrose Place, and all apartments look out onto the pool. Uh-oh. So you always know if someone's over if all my blinds close across
Jesus
my
Christ.
Living room. You know anybody's having sex in that building when all the blinds are closed right. in their living room, because all the living rooms look at the pool.
How long will the guy stop by for? Will it be 10 minutes?
Oh, no. I go much longer than that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then is it awkward when that's over?
No.
No?
No. I never go, so will you call me? There's none of that. There's none of that pining away for him to come back. It's always like, hey, buddy, good times.
Yeah, right.
And see you later.
He moves on.
Yeah.
All right, so you do accommodate all guys?
Most guys, yeah.
But you've never said no?
Not that I can recall.
So a guy calls you up. How often does this happen, by the way?
More often than I care to admit.
Are there like saloon doors?
It's a revolving door, my friend. Now, let's say I've done the oral probably, what day is it this month?
The 12th, 13th. 13th will be tomorrow.
Two or three.
Three already?
Yeah.
This month?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right. And do you enjoy every one of them?
I love it.
You do?
Yeah. No. But I'm starting to think that people use me for it. Like, they don't really care about me.
Get out of here,
yeah,
Sam.
No, for real.
All right. Now, does the guy have to do anything on you or perform anything?
No, I'd love to do all the work.
Right. And are you nude?
Yeah, sometimes.
And is he nude? Everybody's nude, right?
Well, you know, pull down the pants.
All right. But you do it in the bedroom, right?
Bedroom, living room, their place, my place, bathroom. Yeah, it's all good.
All right.
But see, this is the thing. I'm starting to think that...
You should say no once in a while.
If you give oral too quick, I think they don't call so often.
All right,
that.
So this is what happened. So a guy comes over the other night.
No, I went there.
You went to his house.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dating this guy?
No.
You had dinner with him?
Yes.
All right, and then back to his house.
Yes.
And things get crazy.
We were making out.
Making out.
Actually, we didn't do anything. We just talked for forever. And then I got ready to leave, and then he kissed me at the car. Like, kissed me.
Right.
He kissed me goodbye and said, do you mind if I kiss you? Like, kiss me. And I'm like, wow. Okay. So we kiss, and I'm like, that's amazing. Why didn't you do this earlier? Like, in the evening.
That's what you said to him.
Yeah.
Right.
So he goes, well, why don't you come back inside for like 10 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah. So... I went back inside. I was like, okay. Because I was a little horny.
Right.
Yeah. So I went back inside, and I made out with him for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he was happy, let's just say.
Right.
And when I find Mr. Happy, I'm like one of those, like, dogs. Like the pigeon dog that, like, just goes right after the pigeon. What are they called? Like a...
Oh, the retrievers?
Yeah, I'm like a retriever. I'm like, going right after that. Yeah.
There you go. There's your tail.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And so now you have sex with a guy.
Well, I perform the oral.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's not really sex.
Some people would say that.
Nah, not really.
Okay. All right. So you do that.
Yeah.
And then the guy.
No, he didn't.
Did not?
No.
Did not call you?
No, he didn't. I thought you meant complete.
No.
He didn't do that either. He kind of pushed me off a little.
No. Did he call you the next day?
He said he was going to call me the next day.
And he did not.
Okay, hang on. So he not only didn't call, I'm thinking that's okay. You know, sometimes they don't call the next day or the day after.
Does that upset you?
No, because that's, you know, the risk that you take by putting out so early.
Right.
They might think that you're a skanky slut and never call you again. But, I was in it for the moment for me. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
A couple nights ago.
Okay. Right.
So anyway, yesterday I did receive an email from him. At 10:30 at night.
Wow.
Okay, so...
What's he doing up so late?
I don't know. But I hooked up with him on Sunday. So yesterday was Monday, 10:30 at night. I get a two-line email.
I love you, Sam.
I didn't know Phil Hendry is still on. He's on 11:50 a.m. Literally, that was the email. That's the only communication I've gotten from this guy in 2 days now.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
And at some point during the course of the evening before the oral, we were talking about radio and Phil Hendry. So I guess, you know, at 10:30 at night, he was listening to Phil Hendry. He was like, oh, yeah, Phil Hendry's still on. So I don't know what that means exactly. Does that mean he didn't have a good time? Because I'm really good at what I do.
I don't know. I mean, that is a little odd. He talks about Phil Hendry after...
Maybe that was like his icebreaker. But you know what? Okay, so I did not get this email last night. I got it this morning. So I wrote him a really nice email this morning. Never heard back.
Bad
Do you think I shot myself in the foot by doing the oral too soon?
I think you could. I think there's a, you know, when...
But don't guys appreciate that? I mean, like, let's cut to the chase. We all know why we're here.
I think
they do.
But when you you know, you do it so quickly and so often.
Do you think they don't have respect for me?
I don't know.
I was going to say the S word. I was like,
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not. I mean, you know.
Well, if a guy doesn't call you.
There's probably about 500 of them listening right now.
Yeah, at least.
All right.
But is that a bad sign? I'm just saying if you get a email.
Let's ask the audience. If the chick gives it up on the first date, and is that a bad sign? I mean, you know, are there a lot of chicks out there like you?
I know I'm not the only one in this town.
I don't know a lot of chicks like you.
Oh, I know tons.
I don't know any.
They're all my slutty friends, but this is the thing. Can you really
You have friends... that will have guys come over, the Laurel, and press on, and that's it?
I don't know if anybody's quite like me, but, you know...
I don't think anybody's like you. Does anybody know anybody like Sammy out there?
But you know what? It's weird because it's not just one guy or two guys. It's been a couple of guys.
How many guys?
This year?
Yeah.
God. I don't know. There's repeat offenders, so people come back for seconds.
I know, but how many
thirds.
Guys this year?
How many did I say earlier? Three?
Yeah, three this month.
Just say around 10. Let's just go 10 for this year.
For the year?
Yeah.
All right, but guys come back.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
They do.
Either that or they don't ever call.
Repeat business?
Yeah, or they don't ever write again. Yeah.
All right, are there a lot of chicks like Sam out there in Southern California? And we'll take calls from guys and girls, you know, either one of yous. But is Sam rare in Southern California?
I can be rare for many reasons, but not for that.
Or there are a lot of chicks like her out there.
You give it up on the first date.
Here are
I
the
do.
Phone numbers. And I'm not talking about just giving it up on the first date. I'm talking about guys that come by just to have sex with you and then split, and they never call you. They just come back and have sex again.
I'm not saying that they don't never call.
I'm asking the audience a specific question, Sammy, so please.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm internalizing everything that you're saying.
Put your chapstick on while I ask him this. Are there a lot of women out there like Sam Phillips? Who you can just go by, you bang around with, and they have no desire to be in a relationship with you. They're just there for your pleasure.
How great am I?
520-9710. I think you are unusual. I think it is a great service that you offer.
Thank you.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, you've said on the air that if Randy Wang came by with weed...
Now, it'd have to be a substantial amount of weed. Let me preface it.
I've got a whole
like a
gram.
Pound?
A gram?
Like
dude,
a pound
where's
weed?
An ounce? Yeah.
I don't make that much money. I buy a gram a week.
A gram a week? I smoke a gram a night.
Would you feel bad if you were having sex with a guy just for his weed?
No.
All right. Lisa in Sherman Oaks. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You like Sam?
Sammy, honey, you can't do that. What is wrong with you?
Why not?
Everything in life has an intrinsic value. Your oral skills are worth something. You can't be giving them away for free.
But see, I don't give them to everyone. I give them to a choice select few.
No. You can't do that because you know what? You're just going to invite more guys to come over and use you.
But she doesn't seem to care about that.
But if I start charging, then I'm a prostitute, so I can't really charge.
But it's, I mean, giving it away, how is that any better? And at least you're making some money off of it.
Lisa, you're a party killer, baby.
No, I think she's onto something. I should be charging for these orals.
Don't talk her out of this. What's wrong with you?
Sammy, do not. Plus, you're making it rough for the rest of us. Guys are going to expect every girl to give it up as easily as you do.
Yeah, that's true.
How often do you do it on the first date?
Me? Or Sammy?
Well, we all know I do it on the first date.
We've determined Sam's number. Let's talk about you.
Well, when I was dating, I never gave it up on the first date. You have to create the demand. If you give it away, there's no demand, and that's how you don't. I mean, that's how you end up not having a relationship ever.
Mm. But I've had tons of relationships, and I give it away, and there's tons of demand.
I don't know. Didn't you just say there's a bunch of guys that come over and just you feel like they're just using you for that?
Well, yeah, they come over for the oral, and I mean, I'm not unhappy about it. It's nice to have some company, you know. It's lonely out there.
For a little while.
Lisa, my
sweetheart,
word.
Sweetheart, we can't use that term, baby.
Sorry.
She tried to be really
get
gentle
out of here.
About that.
All right, Lisa, thanks for calling. What's wrong with you? Don't talk this Sam Phillips out of this.
Ah, you're so funny, Tim
Yes.
Conway.
All right, guys. The chicks out there like Sammy, Slammin' Sammy, who has a bunch of guys just coming over and giving it up, man.
Yeah, but you know, I like it.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
I sure am.
And Sammy has guys come over. One, two, maybe three a week.
I wouldn't go that far, Tim Conway.
And has a little sex with them, and then they move on.
Listen, the way I look at it, Tim, is if I really like a guy, I want to do oral immediately.
Yeah, but Sammy, I think what makes you unusual, I'm not getting down on you for it, is that you do not turn guys down.
I honestly don't recall turning a guy down.
There you go. Lisa in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You like Sammy there?
Yeah.
You're like Sam, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, well, I used to be. You know, I can't say that.
Yeah,
sorry.
You can't use that big F word, baby.
I'm sorry. But, you know, but I promise you what I came to terms was that nobody will respect you. No guy ever respects a girl who sleeps on the first date, sleeps with them on the first date. It never, ever happened.
But Lisa, a bunch of my long-term relationships happened that very same way.
Well, very,
three
very
years,
few.
6 years, 4 years.
Very, very few, don't you
10
think?
10 minutes.
Well, I mean, Lisa, look, the bottom line is, if you really like somebody, they don't give an S whether or not you put out on the first date.
That's true. I think that they're very, very few. But if it's... But, I have a
How
question.
Old are you, Lisa?
43.
I'm 42.
And you said when you did this when you were younger. How much younger?
Oh, into my late 30s.
And how many guys have you slept
5 years
with?
Ago.
How many guys have you been with?
Oh, my God. I'm not answering that.
Is it over 500?
No. Probably less.
Probably.
I love it. She's like, oh, my God, I'm not answering that. Oh, probably less.
I mean, no, less, but a lot. A lot, you know? And I had a lot of fun. But I think as I got older, I was, you know, demanding all this respect and wondering why I wasn't getting it.
Right.
And
are you married now?
No, I'm not.
Would you like to be?
I was, and I'm not.
What happened?
I got divorced.
I know that. That's what happens when you get when the marriage is over.
Did you demand a lot of respect, and he didn't put up with it anymore?
Well, my husband was a whole different situation, but
how long were you married?
I had come to terms with. I mean, I had gained respect for myself prior to getting married, but and kind of worked through all of that.
How
but,
long were you married?
2.5 years.
Wow, look at you.
And, yeah,
that's a good run.
Yeah, but you should, it sounds like you...
You need to get back on the saddle.
Yeah,
Lisa.
It sounds like you're not totally discouraged with the institution.
No, I'm not discouraged, but, you know, my heart got broken, and I had never wanted to get married, and I ever, and I had lived with guys in L.A., and I, you know, kind of slept around and did all of that and never wanted to get married, and then boom, you know what? I slept with my husband on the first night.
Wow. See, it worked
there
out.
There you go.
Look at you, calling and telling Sam not to do that, and you get married doing it.
Yeah, Lisa.
But I also have a question. I'm confused. When she does this, does she do it and not expect a call back?
Oh, I expect nothing. I expect nothing. Yeah.
Because I got kind of...
Is that usually what you get?
See, I don't set myself up for disappointment.
You didn't know if this guy was emailing you for...
Well, I mean, he wrote me a one-line email that had nothing to do with our liaison, so I didn't know what to make of it. Like, what does it mean?
So do you want him to be... You know, calling you for another date or dinner or
oral?
Not care.
I don't think she cares. Lisa, we thank you for calling.
I kind of don't care.
You don't care if he calls you?
No.
All right. No. Jennifer in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Are you a lot like Sammy here?
No.
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 Clearly.
Look, why would you do that? Like, do you use protection?
Yeah.
How old are you, Jennifer?
19.
Oh, there you go. Okay. She's young.
All right.
Are you calling from jail?
No.
What's the beeps, dude?
But, like, I mean, can you blame him? Like, I mean, if you do that with him, I mean, what do you do with other people?
I put out on the first date.
She puts out on the first date. You don't do that, huh, Jennifer?
No. I mean, I believe in respecting myself,
I respect myself. I respect what I want, honey. I want to have sex, I do it.
Hey, Jen, as you get older, you start to lose a lot of the judgment.
Yeah, you do. You're only 19, dude. Live life.
At 19, you can judge everybody. As you become 25, 35, 45, all of that goes out the window.
Mm. My advice to you is bang as many guys as possible and then settle down, Jennifer.
I don't know if that's great advice.
And
oral as much as possible.
I don't know. Do you currently have a boyfriend?
No, girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend. Oh, you've called us before.
No.
Oh, I thought you have.
Mm. Now, do you put out with the girl? Like, how long do you wait to give it to the girl?
At least 2-3 dates.
What the hell?
Well, you're only talking. I mean, you're calling up to call Sam a slut, and you're only waiting for another 18 hours.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's the pot calling the kettle black, Missy.
Isn't that right there, baby?
No.
Yeah, Jen.
Are you with a hot chick right now?
She's cute.
Yeah.
And
but is it different for, like, men and women? I mean, is it easier to give it up to the chick earlier?
Well, yeah, because chicks are hot.
Are they less judgmental, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Mm. Where'd you meet this chick that you're dating?
Rave.
Where?
At a rave.
Oh, at a rave.
Were you on ecstasy?
No, it was just junk.
Just junk? Like weed? Junk. Bad weed?
I did smoke, but no bad weed.
Okay.
Pretty hot.
Wow.
All right. Are you in school?
Yeah. Otis College over in Marina Del Rey.
Are you living at home?
No, I'm on my own.
Does your mom and dad know you're a lesbian?
I don't know.
I'll take that as a no.
You don't know.
Lesbians.
It's never come up?
They might have a little hint.
Oh, like when you bring
you bring your girlfriend home?
When you're effing a chick on the Thanksgiving table.
Exactly right.
Will they be encouraging or disappointed?
No, I think my parents would kill me.
Oh, really? Are they religious folk?
Yeah.
Now, do you think they'd rather you're a slut or a lesbian?
Lesbian.
Really?
And what religion?
Christian.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So.
Fire and brimstone.
They might give the you're going to hell speech.
The damnation.
Yeah, but I don't think it would be as bad as being a slut.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, I'm going to give you some advice, and you may not take this seriously, but to save your relationship with your parents, you got to get back into dudes.
Yeah, she's seriously listening to that advice.
Yeah. I'm gonna hook you up with Randy Wang.
Oh, yeah. He'll make any lesbian turn straight.
It's usually the opposite effect.
He's like a lesbian. You'll love him, Jennifer.
Yeah, he's like a big lesbian.
I got boobs.
Yeah.
All penis.
I don't know.
Some, he's kind of a big, girthy guy.
Some call it that.
Really?
Yeah.
Boobs?
Yeah, he's got boobs.
He's got moobs. Yep.
I got a nice rack.
Yeah, I mean, he likes to say, and it doesn't get him a lot of chicks, but he likes to say, you shut the lights off, don't touch his crotch, and you're with a fat chick.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, baby, you can't keep
Jennifer,
using that F word.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Yeah. All right, get out of here, man.
Lord.
Jesus Christ.
The lesbian's
Jesus
gone crazy. Christ.
Oh, this lesbian with that mouth.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
Oh, Ernie, please.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody. Well, it does matter, man. All right. Anybody out there like Sam Phillips?
Easy, slutty. Put down the first date.
Just likes to bang around with dudes.
Have guys come over, do a little oral.
They knock on the door, she opens the door, sex, and they're gone. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And this is not just some chick. This is a penthouse pet of the month.
Yes, I am. June of 1993.
Whoa!
Back in the old days.
15 years ago?
Whatever, I'm not good with the math. But I still look smoking, don't I?
Yes, you do.
You delayed too long in that answer.
Yes.
All right.
You should wear a shirt that says 15 on it.
Ooh.
Yeah. People ask you, what is that?
My IQ.
I was a play. I was a penthouse pet 15 years ago. So.
I like that.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Later. Oh, maybe just a little more.
Sure. Sure.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
Slam and Sammy.
She puts out on that first date, man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's talk to Irene in Arcadia. You're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Sam.
Hey, are you a lot like Sammy here?
I sure am. I gotta agree with what she's saying.
Oh, boy.
No, it's true, right, Irene? I'm always the person. Listen, one time I waited. I did not put out on the first date, Irene. I waited 3 months.
Wow.
Okay, now that, for me, that's a record. Okay? As it turns out, he had, dare I say it, a deformed penis. It was not normal. Had I put out on the first date, I would have saved myself 3 months of getting to know this guy and like him, only to discover that he had a deformed penis.
Oh, man.
See, put out on the first date and you find out everything you need to know up front.
So you couldn't be with that guy after you found out he had a deformed penis?
That's disgusting.
Hey, how old are you, Irene?
You really want to know?
I'm 42. Come on.
Ballpark us.
23.
Oh, wow.
23. All right. And how many guys are you currently banging around with?
Well, the thing is, I'm married now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But the record for me is 10.
10 in?
Since I was 15 up until 18. Wait, so within 3 years.
From 15 to 18, you slept with 10 guys?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
God, I did that this year.
That's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there's not a lot of women that could understand that. The women that say that's unrespectful, they're naive. We respect ourselves and understand that, you know what, I want to do this, you want to do this, no strings attached.
Right.
You know, thanks, have a good night, you know.
Have you cheated on your husband?
Never.
How long have you been married?
2.5 years.
Good for you.
Have you ever cheated on boyfriends?
Never.
All right, well, you seem like a good girl.
Yeah, she's got a head on her shoulders. Yeah. Irene.
And
are you Hispanic?
Yes.
Yes, I could tell.
Yeah, I work at the happiest place on earth. Come on.
Oh, the beautiful, beautiful voice of Hispanic women, man.
Yep.
I bet you're a good cook, too.
Yes, he's gained like 20, 30 pounds since being.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, unlike the white women, Hispanic women taught their daughters how to cook.
I learned how to cook rice when I was like 9 years old.
Yeah. I learned how to boil water when I was three.
Yeah, but your mom showed you around that kitchen, though.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, and the grandma, I mean, we make fresh handmade flour tortillas.
Oh, wow.
When grandma comes over, we're you know, making tortillas from scratch.
I tell you, I'd like to come back as an Hispanic woman.
Or at least married to one.
No, wait a minute. Then I'd be banging around dudes. Get out of here.
That's crazy, Tim.
All right, thanks, Irene.
Well, Tim, if you ever want to go to, you know, the happiest place on earth, let me know. I'll get you guys in for free.
Is that right? Why, you just lift us over the fence?
Well, I can get in three people in for free at a time.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. We'll call you up.
That's awesome.
Let me know. Well, between me, you, and Sam down there.
We'll be banging everybody.
You'll know all the guys at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Irene.
Thanks.
All right. There she goes, everybody.
Where are those seven dwarves? I'm just saying.
You've probably been with all of them.
All six.
What's the shortest guy you've ever been with?
Oh, really tiny, with a small penis.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was like 5 foot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And a little tiny.
Oh, my God. Like this. I'm not joking.
All right. Sammy's putting her pinky up.
And I'm not joking.
Wow.
And that's what started my whole fascination with small penises. I really kind of like them small.
You do?
Because the G-spot in a woman, it differs on each woman where it is. But for me, it's not that, you know, not that far. So the smaller you are, the better it is for me, actually.
I know. But at some point, when you're talking about size, that small, you could puncture it. Take like a little needle. All right, Mallory and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Why do you keep taking all the chicks?
Hey, Mallory.
How are you?
All right, Sammy sleeps with a bunch of guys and then has no relationship. Is that cool?
Well, I'm not one to judge, so okay. I wouldn't say yes or no.
Thank you, Mallory.
Now, I have a specific question, though. On two different occasions, I was talking to a couple guys, and we stopped talking for some time, reacquainted. On the first night of being reacquainted, we had sex. Is that qualify as putting out early?
No.
No.
Wow, we agreed, Tim.
No.
Yeah, no. Especially you had prior, you know, altercations with such men, so.
Hey, Mallory, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. And you a boyfriend now?
No, currently, and currently no sex life.
Oh,
what happened? I thought you were banging around with a bunch of dudes.
I've actually just had four. So.
Only four, all right.
In your life?
So excuse me?
You've only had four in your life, or four?
Yeah.
Wow, oh boy.
What kind of guy are you looking for?
What kind of guy am I looking for?
Yeah.
Mr. Not So Bad.
Hmm. That's
wow.
A little Mr. Mrs. For Mrs. Not So Vague. But what qualities are you looking for in a dude?
Qualities, sense of humor, somewhat generous.
How about age range?
I would say between 25 and 30.
Yes, Randy Wang, man.
Oh, my God, you're in, buddy.
I got you, man. All right.
Tim, I'm only 23.
Oh.
You're good, though.
Does that kill you, 23?
Possibly. I think
let me tell you a little bit about
between 20 and 25. So.
Let me tell you a little bit about Randy Wang, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever met him or seen him?
No and no.
Okay. All right. Randy Wang is about 6'4".
Think Baby Hi. Huey.
Blonde.
So far, so good.
Blonde hair, tan, okay. In perfect shape. He looks like Michael Phelps.
Oh,
the,
okay.
The swimmer.
Nice.
He drives, a single guy, he drives a Porsche 911. But 2007. It's not a 2008.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a load of money from his grandmother who passed away.
Then why is he working here?
Left him about $4 million.
What?
After taxes, only two. But
$2.5 million.
And he's single?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah. No, he just got single. His current girlfriend just left because she felt guilty about all the money that he was spending on her.
How long was he with her?
about 2 years. But she felt
the rebound.
No. Listen, his favorite thing to do is spend money on women, take them on nice vacations, and treat them really well.
I take care of my women.
And she felt guilty, like she didn't deserve all that money and all that the vacations and everything.
She's dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sound good?
And you currently looking?
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. You looking right now?
I think it's time to get back in the dating scene.
Yeah.
I think I'm healed.
Yeah.
You're healed, huh?
Yeah. What do you think?
Hmm. That sounds pretty impressive, I have to say. So,
How about dinner with Wang?
Possibly.
All right.
All right, meet me over at the Ivy on Friday at 11.
The Ivy on Friday,
You want to come in one night and meet him?
Why not?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Gina, set that up, man.
Oh, it's a Wang hookup.
Let's get that reaction on the air.
Oh, my God.
All right.
What, when she sees his car or him?
I don't know. All right, we got a break? Okay. I got to take a break here. We'll come back with John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Sam Phillips. We're live on 97.1 for FM.
Sure. Sure.
I want your sex.
Sure.
I want your sex.
Sure.
Hey, party people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. What's happening, fellas?
Hey. What's up, guys?
What's going on with the big show?
Can I suggest a third shift three-way?
Wow.
I'm just saying. You know, because we were talking about putting out on the first date, and I do that a lot. And you guys, I've always had a
Jeff's
crush
married.
On the two of you. Oh well.
You can't do it. But Johnny here,
me
man.
And John, we've had a romance for years, almost.
I remember having a conversation with Sam at one of our Christmas parties. And I don't know if you were all there or not, but she denied me.
Whoa. I did not deny you.
She denied me. Christ. Not only did she denied me 3 times before midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, just to get the religious right involved in this conversation.
Jesus Christ.
Well, clearly you weren't offering me any marijuana, John, because well, then I would have said yes.
Plus, I think she was 4 months pregnant.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. What's going on with the big show tonight, fellas?
Tonight, a husband has been charged with his wife's suicide.
What?
Imagine that. The wife blows her brains out, but he gets the blame. Find out after 11.
Oh, Bobo.
Wow.
All right, John and Jeff are coming up. Sammy, thanks for coming in.
God bless. Thank
tomorrow
you for having me.
Tomorrow is Arsenio Hall webcast.
You go, dog.
We'll be on tomorrow right after Lycus. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1.
Good night.
Yeah, man, he needed to teach a common sense class. You know what I mean? I mean, I got one for the high school boys and for the high school girls.
Good.
Okay, if the fellas come up to your house to go to a party and there's 5 dudes in the Honda Civic, do you know not to go with them? You know, you can't fit in. It ain't safe.
Right.
And then for the ladies, if you go to a party, don't let no dude bring you a beer. That's open.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, right. That is.
Don't accept any drinks from strangers or guys that want to bang you.
Yeah, you know, just go get your own drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also don't leave your drink on the table when you go to the
exactly.
bathroom. Yeah,
exactly.
That's good common sense, dude.
Right on, man.
They should
right.
have a common sense course.
That's what he just said.
Oh,
yeah.
Fine.
All right, hold on.
Dude, right. F off, everybody.
All right.